special council meeting for Monday, July 8th, 2019, at 7 p.m. is hereby called to order. I would like to welcome everyone here this evening. If you have electronic devices, I would please ask that you turn to the silent mode if you would. Our public washroom is directly over the exit door and to your left. We have one item on the agenda tonight, item 2.0, to discuss odor coming from the marsh wetland of Hanksville Drive, beyond Brook. Who would like to take the lead on this discussion? Councilor McLeod?
Mr. Mayor, is it possible to add other items to the special council agenda?
Not at this one, because it is the only item that was on the request line by four councilors. Therefore, it sets the agenda. It is not changing.
But I checked with some documents, and it doesn't say that you can't add any other items to the agenda. What I'd like to have is the public input, public comments, as we do in a regular agenda item from the gallery.
And I understand your concern, Councilor McLeod, and your request. I am certain that mostly everybody in the public gallery here attending tonight would agree that the odor has been obnoxious at times this spring. But however, it's not on the request signed by the councilors. It is not an item we are going to change tonight. That is the ruling of the chair.
May
Did
I ask a question of our clerk, of our CAO? Is it possible to add anything to CAO?
You have the ruling of the chair, Councilor McLeod. It's section 35 of Borneo's Rules of Order. There's no need to question it any further. If you would like to speak on the issue, I will give you the opportunity to speak first. If not, I will go to another council.
Other councilors.
Who would like to speak first? Councilor Fancy?
Okay. I think that what Councilor McLeod is, it's always nice to know what the public has to say along with everything else, because we're not always we don't always know everything, so it's nice to always have input. Input is always good. That's why we always have it on the council meeting, to be able to have the public input to it. So can't have it, but I think it's a shame if we don't, because then we can be able to understand more, not just about what we're saying, but what the public's saying too. But along with that, I'll just start it off. Of course, with the smell, the way it is at this particular time, I'm working down by Barry Anthony's today, and what's that called? Jack, he lives there right beside Barry Anthony. He came up and he said, I could smell that way down here today. You know, the whole thing is the smell is not, as in other years, kind of dissipated or gotten better over a period of time. It's gotten worse. So it's gone to a point of not just saying, is it going to go away, but how are we going to make it go away? I guess that's it. I don't want to say it quite that way. Number one issue to me over anything else is that people, I think, we worry about business, we worry about smelling our own homes and everything, but number one thing is health. And is there anything been done to find out if this smell would in any way affect anybody in health-wise?
I know that employees have been reaching out to professionals and experts in their fields asking questions of all these natures. CAO, do you have any information on that one question? At this point in time, Councilor Fancy, we do not have that information that I can provide to you.
Okay. Along with that, I don't mean to delay for drinking, but I guess since it's a concern, have you heard it before, or is this the first you've heard of health?
There's always a concern when there's an odor as to whether it's a health issue. I'm sure for people with asthmatic conditions,
right,
any odor may be a issue. For those that have an allergy to many items, it would be a health issue. From what my understanding would be of what normally comes out of a municipal sewage treatment facility in lagoon location, it would not be a health issue. It would be certainly an offensive odor if it were to exceed what should be coming out of those facilities.
Well, it can't can be, but well, I've got asthma bad, so I understand these things. Sometimes it's something that's a health, sometimes it's an irritant. And an irritant can be as bad as the health, you know. I guess the whole idea is that the first step, I'm no expert on these things, but should be testing done. And where are we with the testing? Have we gone forward with testing? Are we trying to, from the municipality's point of view, have we done anything with the testing point starting?
And what type of testing would you be requiring? No.
Land, water, and air. Quite simple.
At this point, we do not have any testing of the land, water, or air. There has been, of course, questions asked of experts in that field, what we would actually expect to come from our system and a wetland. At this point, we have not tested.
Can I ask why?
Well, I guess, Councilor Fancy, if you look at the issue of when you want to hire a consultant or get information from an expert, they, of course, are not readily available when you first call them at all times. They have work to perform. They are obligated to previous contracts. Some do not even respond to an inquiry. Moving through all of those issues, it does take time to work through those with professionals. I know that our employees have had discussions with a number of these experts that have come back with possible locations and items to look at. I do not have that full detail. Are you done, Councilor Hanson?
Well, I still go back to the why, because you know we are afraid of our health. We have to give the people here a feeling of security, of safety, and the whole thing. That I just don't understand. What I'm hearing is a lot of could be's and how we can do things, but nothing what we are doing. You know, that type of thing. That's what I think. I don't think it's a big job to get a lab to be able to, I mean, yes, it is a big job. We have to go and make a requisition and things like that, but can we do that? I don't fully understand. Maybe I'm just naive.
Well, I'm not saying that it's an impossibility, because it is not.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what you think we should test for, because air, what would you like to test the air for? Do you have a chemical? Do you have an odor? Do you have something particularly you'd like pursued to be tested? Because to say come in and test the air, test the gravel, test the soil, test whatever, it would be nice to let them know what exactly we're looking for.
But sometimes it's just even testing, you find out what's there. Not what we're looking for, but what is there. And I worked on the effluent in the mill for years, and I used to go back to the lab and see what was coming through the water. You could see what the shape the water is in by the testing was done. So it isn't a matter of what you're looking for, it's what's there, and then find out what, is it harmful? Is it these things we gotta bring forward to our people to make sure we're safe? First off, and you know, other things, that, I say health first, and then the other things that we need to do also. But anyway, I won't dominate.
So I just want to clarify if I could one step further. So you're looking to test water, air, and such in the wetlands. That's what you're looking for?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. Who would like to go next? Councilor Johnson?
Well, I'm really disappointed that I didn't get a chance tonight to hear from the general public, because I don't live in this every day, and I don't live close enough to it every day, and I'm not coming in town just to experience it, for sure. But I'm equally as concerned, if not more, the fact that we seem to be going at this thing with a knee-jerk reaction. We're trying to fix stuff, like skimming the ponds, and I see what's on the agenda for tomorrow night at the tune of $150,000 maintenance of the facility, when we really don't know what's wrong. And I think it's very unfair to ask anybody in this room, unless you're an environmental expert, as to what we need to test for. Because I think the very first thing we need to do is get an expert in here, and they'll tell us what we should be testing for, even if it's H2S gas or whatever gas is coming off. And I'm sure we all got some kind of theory as to what's causing the problem. And I have no idea. My fear is we're going to spend a bunch of money knee-jerking a solution that we don't even know what the problem is. And I haven't seen anything, and I haven't witnessed anything, and I haven't had a chance tonight to hear anything about exactly what other people think and what their theory is on this. Because if you're trying to get to the root cause of a problem, you start out with what's changed. You know, this problem wasn't here last year, it might have been here minor. If that's the case, what's changed to make it even more strong? And what's evolving here that we're not even getting to that cause? And if we don't start looking at that, then we can be spending, we'll look at the item tomorrow night, $150,000 item. You know, why would we do that if we don't know what the problem is? And the testing, bring in a third-party consultant who is, there's got to be experts somewhere. We're not the only one with this issue. Let's get to the bottom of it, get to the root cause, and get something done. Because just sitting and waiting for it to go away naturally, we've already proven over the last month and a half, that's not working.
And I understand your concern, Councillor Johnson. The work that is proposed is a result of subject matter experts recommending that for the system that we do have to alleviate the odor issue. Is it a total solution? I would suspect it is not. It is a solution that they have prepared that we need to look at. So. Councillor McLeod?
Go ahead.
As you probably are aware, I have taken many hours, many conversations with yourself, Mr. Mayor, and some of the engineer. I talked with Brad last week, who had to be on vacation but was down on the site preparing to do a range to have the sludge removed from the lagoons, which is not a new thing. That is not done, that's not an extra expense. I understand that though that sludge is removed every so many years, 20 some years, we have budgeted for that. It's in a reserve. In fact, it's over $200,000 in a reserve. That he suggested that we do it sooner so that we can eliminate the possibility of anything secreting from that holding pond back there, the lagoon. So if you try to encourage tell the public that we're spending $150,000 to try to resolve a problem, that money was in the budget and would have been done anyway. That has nothing to do with our smell other than it's speeding up the process of having that done. That's a process that the treatment facility has plans to do anyway. So that is not something that staff have done or you have done to try to alleviate a problem or to try to resolve a problem or determine where the smell is coming from. So I just wanted to make that point. That is something that is done ordinarily anyway. We had the Department of Environment down last week ago Friday. There was a phone call made by yours truly. Mike McDonald came down. He was aware of the situation, but hadn't gone on site. So I invited him. He said he could come up, and I said, you have to experience this to really know how serious it is. Within a few hours, he was here. He met with myself, and he met with Councillor Fancy and a resident, Marie Pullitt. And he also met with one of our engineers, who was Adam Grant. And he looked at the area. The odor was quite severe. He was taken up to the ponds and taken around by Adam. And he came back saying it does not originate, in his opinion, from that area. It's definitely from the marsh or whatever you want to refer to it as. And I always call it the marsh or the bog. So he indicated that he felt that it was originating there. And what we would have to do would be to have experts in to determine where it was coming from. And they would test the soil and they would test the water. And they'd be able to tell if there was any fecal matter in there, because this is what it smells like. It smells like an open sewer. I've had discussions with the gentleman that dumps or is there three or four times a day, bringing in the leachate from out in the waste management facility at 10 Mile. He says he's never smelt anything like that ever. He's around that stuff every day. And so that was another opinion of it's not ordinary. Getting back to Mr. McDonald and the Department of Environment, he said the only way that if it was discovered that there was something there that had to be fixed, remedied, we would have to make an application to their department to alter a wetland. That's apparently sometimes a long process. But what we should do at first is to get experts in there and determine where it's coming from. And if they determine it is a natural occurrence, then we will know that. But at the present time, we're assuming certain things. And our community is suffering a lot from that. Our tourism is affected. Our businesses are affected. We have people that cannot enjoy their home. Beautiful weather we're having, and sometimes when the wind shifts and it goes down their way or up their way, they can't open the windows and they can't enjoy their home. That's not fair. We can do something. You say that you have, or our staff have been contacting professionals. I don't know who they are. Are they professionals that can actually do a quote or come in and tell us this is what it will cost to assess the area? Is that possible? Is that what they're doing? Or are they talking to, as you state in your press release here, number 3, and the motion for the meeting tomorrow night, really, that would have been done 5 or 10 years from now. That has nothing to do with what we're experiencing now, as I indicated in my first remarks. So, and I know that you control the meetings tonight, and I would love to hear from our people. They deserve to be heard. And I know that you have the one you can say yay or nay, because that's your position and that's the power you have. If you decide not to do that, then we have to respect that. And we're very respectful people. We want to run a good meeting. I also want to know, is it possible, because we're discussing something, and usually at a general meeting, we have to make a motion before we discuss anything. So I have prepared a motion, and if you will not allow that to be heard tonight, then if I have to, then I will call another special meeting, council meeting, with the assistance of a majority of the councillors, of which I had to do for this one, and I will make sure that I have the proper agenda laid out, because I wasn't aware, I wasn't told, and I was only reading the Region of Queens orders, because we have our own rules of order, and it said nothing in there about special meetings being treated any differently than the general council meeting. So I state my position.
Thank you, Councilor McLeod. In your discussion with Mr. McLeod from the Department of Environment, he did indicate that there was an ability to alter wetland. He advised you, I expect there is a process to go through to do that. Did he indicate what the time frame for that would be?
He said they couldn't do anything until we put an application in. And he said it goes through the regular process. However, if there was an emergency situation or something that was, we don't want to alter a wetland just for the sake of making a parking lot bigger, like Hank Snow did. They went through a 2-year process. Charlotte White, whom I talked to and who was the key person in that situation, she said she doesn't know why it took a couple of years, but it could have been sped up a lot more. I don't know why. But this is a different situation altogether. We just don't want to change land for the sake of changing it. We want to, if we have to alter it, maybe we don't have to resolve the problem. Maybe there's something else that the experts can tell us, or whoever you want. I don't want to call them consultants, because usually that just conjures up another attitude of spending needless money. But we should get experts in here and tell us, this is the situation we're at, this is how it can be fixed, and we should make our top priority to get it done. And there is money somewhere that we can find if that's a high cost.
CAO, I know that you're understanding some of the subject matter experts that have been reached out to. Can you give us some overview of the scope regarding wetlands with regards to any potential experts that may be available?
Experts that may be available, or the...
Yeah, that may be available to do quality work regarding wetlands.
Oh, and so like it's, so the nature of wetlands is very specialized, and so there aren't a lot of people in Nova Scotia do that. But, and so depending on the basis and the nature of what council requests, so if you want testing done, there are certainly companies out there that do testing. But we have to be very specific as to what we're testing. So we're going to test air quality. There's probably 500 or 1,000 things you can test for. And so if we simply give carte blanche check to a consultant, they're going to test for 500 things because it's going to be more lucrative for them. And so there are people out there, and as the press release has said, we have consulted with people. We have consulted with wetland people. And we have consulted with people that deal with the lagoon things. And so the recommendation that's coming forward to council tomorrow night is not a knee-jerk reaction. That is based on expert advice we received. The work that was done previously about skimming the oils and fats off the lagoon was based on expert advice we received from someone to do that. We're following a methodical process based on advice from experts. So it's not people's opinions, not people's feelings. Everybody has an idea of what the cause is. And so certainly we can test it, council's direction is to test for things. We can test for things, but testing for things isn't going to necessarily tell us what the odor is and how to stop it. It's going to tell us what the makeup is. And so if we test a wetland, we're going to know there's fecal there, because that's the nature of a wetland. There's wildlife there that are depositing fecal matter in the wetland. We can test the water quality, but the water quality is going to be the same. There's going to have fecal matter in it. And air quality, I'm not sure what it would be. I guess it's going to depend on the day and the location where you're testing all these things. So the opportunity is there if council wishes to do some testing, but we are consulting with experts for both the lagoon process as well as the wetland that's adjacent to it, and any other opportunities. So we've ruled out nothing at this point as far as where the odor is coming from, and we have consulted people and continue to consult people until we find the solution to this problem. Mr.
McLeod?
Lunenburg had gone through a similar situation when they had an issue and it ended up being with the treatment facility. They dealt with Bruno's Coastal Action. Are they a type of firm that could do some work on our behalf, preliminary, come down and smell the place, look at the place? Because what we're dealing with now is we're dealing with municipal services and our responsibility. Our engineers do have nothing to do with wetland, as I understand. They only deal with our own facility, operational facility. So we'd have to have someone come in who is a key person dealing with the land that we, the municipality owns, the taxpayers, municipality owns, that we know that's the, that we've been down there every day, two or three times a day. We know where it's concentrated from. It doesn't change. It's in one specific spot, but it blows everywhere. We know that. So there must be somebody that can be contacted either through Blue Nose Coastal who could give us some advice on that. And there's another one called East Coast Aquatics. Now I got these names from the Mersey Tobiatic Research Institute. They don't deal in wetlands like the services we need, but they did give me these two names. Now, I don't know why I would have had been the one to find that information. It should have been, someone should be taking this, and I understand we're taking it all to the level of seriousness that we want to, but something has got to be done now. We can't wait until if the report comes back from our facilities, when is that going to be done? Another two or three weeks?
CEO, do you have time for that?
I'm not sure. I don't understand your question.
Well,
our facilities.
When they come in and de-sludge, when they remove the sludge, that's going to be just about 3 weeks from us because I understand they're working on another job.
Correct. So the tentative plan is they start a week from today.
Okay. So they're starting a week from today. And that's a New Brunswick maritime firm that comes in and does that stuff, right?
That's correct. It's, for all intents and purposes, the only company that does it. So
okay.
They have a monopoly for the most part.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's why it's taking a long time. But in the meantime, We have events coming up here. We have to really take a serious look at simultaneously doing the work instead of waiting until the sludge is removed and nothing improves. Then we're going to be another month, 2 months, 3 months down the road. We have the Hang Snow Tribute coming. We have events coming the end of August. We have a big concert, which is right over at Queen's Place, which is in the target zone of where this smell spreads. And that's where the hotels are. And we have another event down on the waterfront. It's coming up the end of August. We do not want people to come to our community, and there'll be a lot of people coming from outside. So I would suggest, and I don't know, will you allow a motion to be made?
There are no motions at this meeting, Councilor McLeod.
There's
no motion. Not notified in advance, and you've been on council 11 years. You know.
Don't try to reprimand me. I know. I thought you might be a little bit more considerate tonight under the circumstances.
I'm very considerate tonight, Councilor McLeod. But there is a policy that we do not have a motion unless notified 48 hours in advance, and I will not chair tonight and break that. That is a rule we go by, we have gone by, and we'll continue to go by. We have a council meeting tomorrow night. There will be an issue on that about smell issues as well through the motion to do the desludging. There will be another discussion tomorrow night as well on that motion. So there is a number of opportunities. You bring up a very good valid point, and you've raised some names. I've written them down. CAO, can we check with the names that Councilor McLeod has provided tonight to see if that is included on the list of subject matter experts that would have been discussed?
We're already reaching out to experts. One of the two companies you have, or organizations or companies you've listed, we have reached out to a week and a half ago, and as of this morning, they finally answered us a week and a half later. So we've all been on vacation for a week and a half. So,
yeah.
So we are consulting with experts.
We were not aware of that until tonight.
It's not true. It's been in the press release. There's been three press releases issued, and they all say we're consulting with subject matter experts or environmental experts. Every one of those three press releases have said that same thing.
When I asked the mayor of that a couple of days ago, you were not quite aware of that, or you said that the CEO was dealing with that?
Well, I mentioned was staff and employees were dealing with that issue.
Okay.
And CAO tonight has advised that today he's received a response back from people that are on vacation. But in that respect, there are, according to the CAO, some similarities in the names that you have listed. So. They're very much the same individual firms.
Okay. Talking with the Department of Environment today, apparently someone from the municipality had called there today asking for a list of consultants or people that our municipality might want to contact. That's what I was told, just as of today.
I'm not aware of that, Councilor McLeod. Would you be aware of that?
Yeah. The discussion was myself. Mm-hmm. I called them a week ago. Just only, we had previously had some discussions with some experts prior to that, but on their website it says they have a list of experts in the database,
okay.
And I contacted them a week ago,
mm-hmm.
And finally got them today, and they said
okay.
That list doesn't exist, they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
So it was just a follow-up to make sure we didn't miss any, to make sure we're being comprehensive. If there's somebody else out there that has expertise that we haven't followed up on, that was the purpose of the discussion.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just wanted to clarify that, and I didn't know whether it's going through two or three people, so I just wanted to clarify. That's fine.
Thank you. Any other counsel would like to comment this evening on the issue? Councilor Phillip?
I understand that the smell in Liverpool is not unique just to Liverpool, but it's happening across the province, New Minas being one of them. Have we reached out to any of those communities to get a better understanding of what they're doing to help them with the issue?
CAO, are you aware?
The only one I'm familiar with at the present time is New Minas, and there is a little discrepancy whether it is what the nature of the issue is. There was an article in the newspaper where the mayor indicated that it was the lagoon system that had malfunctioned. I also received some information on the lift station that malfunctioned, so I'm not sure exactly what this situation is.
Right.
At the very end of the article, though, the mayor does say that their strategy and their solution is to increase the aeration. And that will, in a very short period of time, fix the problem.
we increased our aeration on day two of this smell,
yeah,
the maximum capacity. If we increase the aeration anymore, we would damage the equipment.
Okay.
And so we did that on day two.
Yeah.
May I just add something? I did call, I called Kentville, and I heard about that, and I talked to Carla. She is the communications person, and she said, I asked her if they were having a significant odor. She said, well, it's a, you know, it's an odor that they've had before, but she said, I asked her, had she, how are they dealing with it? She said that they just seem to think it's a normal, this was in Kentville, not in New Mine, but it's probably around the same. I said, how many phone calls have you had regarding your odor? She said, about six. So I thought, well, it's not really as serious as ours. I feel we had six.
So this individual worked for who?
Town of Kentville.
Town of Kentville.
Yeah. And I had a call into Mayor Sandra, but she wasn't available.
You are aware that Kentville does not have its own wastewater treatment facility?
I wasn't talking about wastewater treatment. I was talking about marshland.
And they have marshlands all the way
yep.
up along all
yep.
of those towns and villages.
But but the point of it is people are assuming it's as bad as what we have. And six calls versus our Department of Environment and Bridgewater phone has been off the hook. He says he's never received so many calls ever on an issue as he has with Liverpool.
Thank you. Any other councillor? Comment? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Well, I think from conversations this evening that we all know that this is a pretty complex issue. It's not like we know what it is and we're not doing anything about it. There's a lot of opinions as to what it might be. And it's not like we don't know that a lot of people in the community are upset about this. But again, it's not like we're saying we'll suck it up because we're not doing anything about it. We are doing something about it. And from the first time that we had an update in council on what staff was doing, and they released a press release about what they were doing, and then a follow-up to that about what they were doing, and a follow-up to that about what they were doing, and what items they were taking care of, such as the waste treatment plant. And as we see, it's on the agenda tomorrow night. From my perspective, because I'm not an expert and nobody in this room is an expert on that, as we've clearly said, nobody is an expert on that. So for anyone to comment on what it could be, unless they want to come forward and show their credentials and say that they want to help, and they haven't, I'm not aware that anybody in the community has come forward and offered their assistance in identifying what this is, then we need to leave it to staff. Staff have the inside knowledge. Staff have their contacts across the province. Staff know how our systems work. And staff have been here a long time. And for their expertise, they're checking everything until they lead to a point where they've isolated where this is coming from, and then take it further to bring in the proper experts to do the work that they do. And I, for one, want to trust the staff, because that's our job. That's our job, to make sure that the region is doing everything they can. And if you don't think they are, then you speak to them personally. You speak to the mayor, you speak to the CAO, you speak to the staff, and you work something out. If you have something to offer, then you send it to them. It's not necessary to have a meeting like this in order to try to get something done, because I don't think that there's any value in that. I don't think it's necessary, and I trust that the staff are doing their jobs that they are paid to do to try to find this, and they're doing it systematically, and they're doing it without interference and going through a process. As I said, this is very complicated. It's not an easy fix. We have to trust the staff are doing their job and that they will come to a solution. It's a shame that it's not an easy fix. It's a shame that people have to smell this. It's a shame that people can't enjoy their property in any way, shape, or form. It's a shame that we might have events coming up that this will not be fixed for. but I trust that we're going down the right path and systematically doing what we need to do to make sure that we solve this problem with the least amount of expense to our taxpayers and solve the problem once and for all to find out what it is.
Councilor Fancy?
Yes, I go back to the original. I like what, again, somewhat what Councilor Kelly says. I don't agree totally, but there's a, somewhat what she agrees, I can agree with, is that I think we are trying to do diligence. You're looking at, you flush the lines out, you try to take any slough off the lines, put you there. You're trying to work with the system as best you can, aerating it to the fullest. I know all about that. From back to the EF, when we had the EF pond, I looked at it, so I know all about those type of things. So if anybody was closer to being an expert, I could be, but I'm not an expert. But at least I understand what the process and everything is. And even the dredging of the end, it's usually you don't dredge till you get up high enough that you're scared of things overflowing if you're going through. But you're testing for that all the time anyway. But if that's what we need to look at to try to resolve what that is, then okay, I'm not going to be against any of those other things. But there are a couple of things I'd ask along with that, is if we're worried about even lineage or leakage or something, I know it's not always a popular thing, but putting something in the water up like in Milton, a little bit of dye that would come down through, and if we're seeing a leakage, it would go out into the area there that you could see where there was a leak. It would be another way of proving that there's no leakage in the line. So a little bit of dye spread a long ways. So we had that down the mill different times. When dye get out there, you could turn Harbor blue, it's very little bit of dye. But that goes away, it doesn't hurt anything, and then you can prove those things. But going back to the original, the health concern is the most important thing. And I don't know if we're addressing that by just without doing the testing. I just don't feel comfortable if we don't do that. Like I was over talking to Susan Lane the other day, and you know, and it's affecting business where people aren't eating there or stuff like that. It's also affecting our citizens just as a whole. But we've got to prove to people that we're on top of this, and knowing that this health. There's nothing in the air that's going to hurt them. We've got to prove that. And I'm not saying I'm an expert on how we do that, but we've got to prove it. We've got to make it a safe place to live. Even above the smell, we've got to know that it's safe. And I don't know, I haven't heard anything of that in that nature. Now, the other thing, when I was talking with Susan the other day, we just said, hey, look, you know, the other thing too is we want to try to work together. We want to keep this contained. What we don't want to be is be a laughingstock, I'm hoping that when we come here together, we're trying to work towards a goal and not try to be pointing fingers, but just trying to say, okay, where are we? What are we doing? And as councilors, we're the first line out there. When people are saying to us, what are you guys doing about the smell? I said, I don't know. That's not a good answer. That's not a good answer. So we need to... those are things I want to hear tonight. I want to say, what are we doing? And mine is to say the testing of the trying to find out what the smell and trying to find out about the health issues and all the other things. And I think we can't go anywhere without the testing.
And certainly I've been making notes, Councillor Fancy, as everyone's been speaking tonight, and I expect the CAO always be doing the same. But in reaching out to the subject matter experts that they have been contacting, there is an ability, of course, to ask them what air quality testing would need to be done.
Absolutely.
And what is the most desirable, because to go out and just test for every known building would be off the mark, but there would be certainly a number of tests that would be more quickly done on likely contaminants or air quality issues.
Yeah.
If you're looking at health issues,
yeah,
that restricts the number of tests if you're looking for those issues that would affect health. So, as I say, they're familiar with wetlands, they're familiar with wastewater facilities. They would know what problem areas they would need to test for. So, that's a issue that I think is very important.
And just one other thing, too, is that if you're going to dredge the same as we did back at the ASP site, and you go take a, you talk about smell, when we go to take the truckloads of stuff away, we think the smell is going to be bad now. When we go to take it will smell. You stir everything up. they used to de-water and then put it in the truck and take it to the landfill.
Councilor Fancy, that's not the operation as I understood it from the last update last week, Friday morning. It's an odorless process that they dredged up and put it right in containment cylinders.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not that familiar with it, but that was what it was provided by staff for the update. So you should not have an odor. I believe it was stated.
That's in the release. That's in the release.
That's in the staff report for council tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Talks about the company and that this is a different type of process.
Okay.
It'll be zero odor. Well, it won't be zero odor, but it should be very odor. For the most part, no odor.
But usually when you stir that stuff up, you get the anaerobic going, it gets bad.
Okay. Councilor Chris?
Well, Mayor, I'm a little bit discouraged this evening. I'm a little bit discouraged on how we're handling this issue. I have respect for all the staff in the Region of Queens. I feel right this evening that we're sitting here as councilors acting out and blaming people. I feel very sorry for the people in Liverpool and the area that this smell, and it's not going to go away overnight. I think our staff is working very hard on it, but I also feel that we got to stop micromanaging our staff. And if we do that, keep doing that, we're going to lose our good staff. So, and it just starting with our CAO, I just don't understand why we're acting like children. So that's my point of view tonight. I understand the smell,
yeah.
I understand all that, and it's not nice, I understand that. But we are working on it, I know we are, and I know in the other end of this, we'll have it solved. If we're going to have individual councillors go around and call here, there, and everywhere, it doesn't work.
Thank you, Councillor Fisk. I'm well aware of your concerns of staff, and they are working hard.
And as our mayor, I have high respect for you to sit there. They take it off us all the time. It's about time we stop their damn foolishness.
But having said all of that, Councilor Fisk, this is a meeting that was called.
I understand
to discuss
that.
The issue, and out of this discussion, I'm certain there will be helpful items come forward.
We're supposed to set policy, Mayor. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
I think we're making some important gains tonight. So we've got some notes. Who would like to speak next? Councilor Phil?
Not to micromanage, but but I do have a name of an environmental engineer who lives in town who is very willing to have a conversation because they dealt with a very similar problem down in Bridgewater that was connected to the sawmill. And they were able to solve that problem. Very similar issues, very similar smell. So. After the meeting, I can pass that name on if you like.
That would be appreciated. Pass it on to the CAO.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Councilor McClellan?
I always get frustrated when it takes so long to get an answer from people that are contacted. As Chris said, he contacted several potential firm agencies, government. Never heard back from for a week. If that had been me, I would have called the next day, and the next day, and the next day until I got a result. This is that important. That's all I'm going to say.
And if that person is on vacation and not around to get the message, then that's one reason why you can't reach them. But I can't speak for their issues because
I'm not being critical. I'm just saying this is how we often work. This is the culture of government. And sometimes we have to change that culture. And there's situations like this that I feel need to change.
And if you come up with a solution to some of those issues that are beyond staff's control in the Region of Queens.
I'm not saying it's anything to do with staff. I'm saying a hypothetical comment.
Hypothetically, it would be nice to know all the issues, but we don't.
agree.
Any other councilor would like to speak this evening? So what I've taken from this is several suggestions, and one is on air quality testing regarding the health issues. CAO has written that down too, I expect, and staff can follow up on that. Wetland consultants, as the CAO has stated, he's got a response today from some options of some consulting firms that deal with that. I'm sure that will lead to a further discussion and some understanding of what they can do and what they think we should be doing. We have other issues with the wastewater treatment facility that are ongoing. We can't just pause on that wastewater facility, because if there are things that need to be done, we can do that while we're researching the other items and get them in motion, because there is a delay from the time you decide you want to do something until you can pull in a consultant or a contractor to do that work. So time is of the essence, and I think we all realize that. I can tell you that this issue has caught my attention since day two of the odor. It was strong. It was much too strong. And it's likely a combination of more than one item, but checking off the list of everything that experts caution us to review and work on will get us to that solution that we need to have. And it's taking more time than any of us. But that's the methodological way to do it. So are there any other comments, questions, opinions tonight that before we close this meeting? So CAO, I expect you have some notes tonight, the same as I, so we can check what we have for notes and make sure that obviously we can follow up with the proper experts in those fields, see if we can get this going, and Councilor Fairley will provide the name to the CAO. Okay. I want to thank everyone for coming tonight. This is a serious issue. It's not lost on any of us that it's an inconvenience to all residents. We want to see it fixed. A motion for adjournment would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor Kelly. Discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you, and we are adjourned.